Pei Aleph Amid Beis. We had a machlokes here between Rav Yosef and Abaye. There's a Baraisa, the Baraisa had said, and Rav Yosef built his aloha on this Baraisa. The Baraisa is Misha Meis V'nir Shemer Es Yavon V'nir Nechosim B'mei Amonim. The mace left over Meyamone, Afopishik Subosa, Eina Elamona, Loyimkel. So the Yovam should not sell the Nechosim. Shekol Nechosov Achroim Luxubosa. That means that it says in this Baraisa that since a Yevome is Goivik Subosa, Minichse Baila Horishin, so, her only security is to make sure that these nechosim remain. They'll be sold, like there's no new source. Every wife is goyvek suba from her husband. He sells his nechosim, he'll buy new nechosim. Here, she has a problem. The yavam is not mechuyev to give her a ksuba. So her whole ksuba is dependent on the nechosim that the mace left over. So therefore, it says layimka, even though there's nechosim of mei amone, so, and she only needs amone, afal pikein, he shouldn't sell any of the nechosim. So Rabbi Yosef learned from this that not only shouldn't he sell, but if he sells, the mechir is not chal. That means Chazal were mafkia the schus mechira that the Yovam has, even though there shouldn't be words like all nechosim mishabodim that one can sell, though they were mafkia the schus mechira, it's not sold. And Abaye is chaylik on Rav Yosef, and Abaye said, it says layimka, he shouldn't sell it. But if he sells it, the mechira zichachal. So, then we had different Amayroim, one held like Rabbi Yosef, one held like Abaye. Nofak Rabbi Yosef. Nofak Rabbi Yosef, Dok Va'ashkech. Rabbi Yosef went and wanted to prove his point that the Mechira isn't Chal. The Sanya, we learned about Raisa. Harei Sho Yonoyshe Bo'ochiv, Umeis. The Barais is speaking about as follows, that there was two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven lent Shimon, let's say, $100. And now Reuven died. V'hiniach Shemeres Yovam. And there's a Shemeres Yovam that's, I met this Lehishyabim from Shimon. Layoima hoyol v'shani yoyre shechzakti. So Shimon should not say, I'm going to be Miyabim Reuven's wife. Now, and I'm going to be Miyabim Reuven's wife, so I yarshin Reuven. That's a din, Yovam yarshin the nichsei emes, yokum Hashem ochiv l'nachla. I'm going to yarshin Reuven. So l'chayre, if he's going to yarshin Reuven, so that means he's a loive, because he borrowed from Reuven, but als the koyach Yerusha, he has the yarshin, the koyach of the malve, so he has the koyach of Reuven. So, in other words, he owes himself. He owes himself $100, so he could cancel the chayv. That means I don't have to pay myself. So, memele, so I'm put it to pay. If I'm the Malva, if I yarshin all the schusim of the Malva, so theoretically, that's what should have been. They spotted to pay, he yarshin the Malva. So the Baraisa says, lo yoymar hoyel v'shani yoyre sherzakti, elo meitziyin miyovom, no, we go to this yovom, v'yikach bem karke, we say, the $100 that you owe to Reuven, You purchase a karka from these $100, buhu oichel peiris, and you'll eat peiris from this karka. That means that the nifse hameis are meshubet to the isha for her ksube. So you wanted to, let's say, for practical purposes, the mace left over 10 sodas. Fine. So she can be goive from these 10 sodas her ksube. So the Baraisa says there's 11th soda that she has a right to be goive. You owe Reuven $100. So Memele, you have to, with the $100, that if Reuven would have been alive, you would pay Reuven. So now with these $100, you buy a soda, which is yours, Mikoyach Yerusha, Mikoyach Reuven. That means, just like the first 10 sodas are also yours. You yashin from Reuven the 10 sodas, but it's Meshubid to his wife, for the Ksubid. So this 11th soda that you're going to buy is also Meshubit. Whatever Reuven had, that's Meshubitar for the Ksubit. So you wanted to cancel the Chayv, since I owe myself, so I don't have to pay. So Chazal said, no. The $100 that you owe, we buy a karke, which is yours, and Meshubitar. That's what it says. So what was Rav Yosef's raya? So the Taisus HaRosh explains as follows. Taisus HaRosh says, V'domi hai l'mecha. Now, this case is similar to Mecha. The Bishor Shemeis Ochiv, when Reuven died, Hoyehu Muzik b'momen zeh. He was Muzik in the moment. So that means he had $100. Now he yashened his brother, so halachically, he doesn't have to pay. He doesn't have to pay because he yashened, he's the mokim amalveh, so he yashened all the koiches of the malveh, so he doesn't have to pay. Umachma shibudo, but if you're not going to pay, so I lost a karke, that potentially could be Meshubit for my Ksubit. Moitzin oisei miyodoi. So we say no. Not that you're potter to pay, which theoretically you'd be potter. We moitzin oisei miyodoi. So we say this mumming that you owed Reuven falls into the categories of Nichsei Reuven, which is Meshubit to his wife for her Ksubit. And therefore, you buy a karka, you'll eat the peiris. You'll eat the peiris from the karka, but we might see it from you in order that there should be a karka of Nichsei Reuven, that's Meshubitah for a ksube. Zokter Rosh, v'hu adin b'mecha, shemochai achei moisochiv, shibudo mevatal amecha. That means, so the same way, that was of Yosef's raya. If Shimon, the Yavam, Yarshin's Reuven's a karke. He's a Yavam, so Yarshin's Reuven's karke. So halachically, so it's his karke, Yarshin, it's Meshubitah. So halachically, Shimon should be able to sell it to Levi. It's, the Yavam can sell the Chosna Meshubodim. But Rabbi Yosef said, Chazal said, you can't sell it in order to ensure that her shibud is kaim, you're unable to be mafkia this kake from her shibud. This kake has to remain by you, that she should be able to be goiver from this kake. So just like we're moitzi from the lekeach, even though halachically it belongs to the lekeach, we're mevatel the mecha, the hashibud is mevatel the mecha, so hashibud is mevatel that you cannot say I don't owe any money. That since I yashined Reuven, so I don't owe any money. So we say no. That hashibud is we want that you should owe Reuven, and we should have this karka that you should be able to be goyver from this karka also. So that was Rabbi Yosef's raya, that Chazal will mafkia, just like they'll mafkia the koyach of Mecha, they will mafkia the koyach of Yerusha, that anything that hampers her shibud, Chazal will mafkia. If it's a Mecha, she has to go to Lakuchis, it's very difficult to go to Lakuchis, so we mafkia the Mecha. If he'll be mazik in the choiv, that'll hamper her, she can't be goyve with these $100 belong to her husband. So if you'll be mazik in the choiv halachically, which you are able to be mazik in the choiv, will be hamper her schuz gviya, so we say you can't be mazik in the choiv. So we tell you this $100 has to be put in the account of the mace, which is mishubit to pay a perksubit. It's yours, just like all the other nechosim that you yash from the yom is yours, but it's in the count of the mace that's meshubit, so she should not have to worry when the time will come where she's going to get a ksuba from. So there has to be kakois available for her from where she'll be able to be gaiva a ksuba. So that was Rav Yosef's raya. Omalei Abaye. So Abaye said, how do you know to say pshat in this beraisa that putake mevatel de mekach? You bring out this from mevatel de mekach. Dume de tovolei of dulei. Maybe we're doing it since this is a toive for the yavam. So that's why we're doing it. We'll see in Rashi and Tais exactly what this means. Omolei, so we told Abaye, Tane Toni Meitzien, Vat Amrit Tovolei Avdolei. So this Tovo Avdolei is not Pshat. Pshat is Meitzien Taket. So we see that Rabbi Yosef is right. Now let us see Rashi. Layayma Omeis Hanoyshe Hamalve. The Malva died. He was the brother of the Loyema Hayovam Hamachuyev Hamois, the Yovam who owes the money to his brother. Hayovani Yoirish, Achni says Ishtar, Bimiyam his wife, the Eske bin Achosim, so Mamela Herzakti Bechoyv Zeh. So, Ayashin, my brother, so the Choyv is mine. Leah Shalman the way. I don't have to pay it. If I yash and everything from the Malva, so I don't know anybody, so I don't have to pay it. The Mal says, no, you're gonna take the money and buy a karka, and this karka is gonna be Meshubit for her ksuba. So Abaye said, the Tovalei of the. So it's a very difficult Rashi. Eitz a Toive. She yakarke kaim lo yelomis v'lo yoytzi hamois bohitzor. So Rashi seems to be saying that this is a very good answer, that listen, if you're going to keep the $100, you had $100 in your wallet, you were going to pay him back today. Then all of a sudden, Rahman and Slon, he died. So he said, he died, so finish, so I'll use these $100 for, I have to do with $100. So the Chazal told him, that's the Pashas and Loshen Rashi, and Taisvis has a Kash and Rashi, that Fakert, it's a very good investment to buy Karka. You have $100,000 in your wallet today, you'd see it tomorrow, it's not here anymore. If you'll invest in Karka Leila Mehmed, this is a Karka, and there'll be payers. So Fakert, L'Taivoscha, we're doing it. Don't spend the money, invest it in Karka. So the Gemara says, Tane Toni Meitzien, the Mashmal Kolchai, will we take it away from him? And you're telling me it's a good economical move to... I'd just like to learn the second Taisus. We'll come back to the second Teretz of Taisus. I just want to learn... Vidulma de Tovale of Delay, Perish Pekunterish, Ste a Karen Kayemes. This is a Toive that the Karen will be Kaim, Vyechel Peris. The Koshe, to Loisagi, Loishminen, Elabenich Seyochit, Amod Namais, you're telling him an economic aid, so what to do with his money, so he need a baraisa to tell me this by the money the money that a yashin from the chayiv should invest. That means all his other money not telling me yaitzes, but this you're telling me an yaitzes. It's a good thing. Don't leave your money in your wallet, invest it in kalka, in real estate. V'nire de tovelei ovdelei behainu davisholem bayis tvei, she betucha yoise lefish lei kosovla de kanoi de konine. So the first Eretz of Taisus is beautiful, different from another kashi. That means like this. Beikaradin, he doesn't have to pay the chayiv. But I'm telling you that if you don't pay the chayiv, even though you're in miyab manisha, she'll have sleepless nights. She's worried where there's going to be a karka, and where's going to be a karka she gave her ksuba from. She knows that you owed the brother money, so this is one of the possessions of her husband that could be used for the karka. I'm telling you, there won't be shalom bayis. So memela, it's a good investment. Al shalom bayis, do this. That means even though halachically you don't have to do it, but if you're not going to lose any money from this. What are you losing? It's your $100. The karka, so now you're going to buy a karka. It's right. It's a karka that's meshubit for haksubit. That's all. So what are you in the eating payers and the shalom bayis, and she won't have any tainus to you, so it's a good eitzah. That's what I buy. That's how Tosfos said pshat in the Gemara. We'll come back later to the second teret. But first, like to learn the previous Tosfos, which is Amar Dika Tosfos. Lo yoyma hoyol vani yoyre sherzakti. That he shouldn't say, since I'm a yoyrish, I won't pay up the chayiv. I don't want to pay up the chayiv, I'll be marzik in the chayiv. No, since she has a shibud on all the nechosim that her husband had, so for kel, you have to make a kalk, and the shibud should be kayim, that she should be able to mon her ksuba from this kalk. Vim taima fraktoisves velimche linavshe, Damrinen amichesh ta'achayv l'chavere v'chozer o'moch lo'y mochol afilu yoyrish meichel. So Tosfos asks Amir de Kekash. What is bothering you? What is bothering Rav Yosef, everybody? She has a shibud, and we wanted to ensure that a shibud should be kayim. So my male shouldn't have to go to Lekuches. So you have to go and buy a kalk, and the shibud is kai. In fact, Tosfos, this whole shibud could disintegrate in 2 minutes. There's no shibud. He could make there shouldn't be a shibud. The Gemara says, "Moicher shtachoyv lechaveiroi, v'chozer umochloi mochol." What does that mean? That means like this. Reuven had a shtachoyv and Shimon. Shimon owed him $100. So now Reuven sells the shtar chayv to Levi. So now the chayv is sold to Levi. So now Levi can learn from Shimon, don't you tell us? He bought the chayv. Shteit, ha-moicha shtar chayv l'chaveri, v'chozer mochle, now Reuven is moichel Shimon. You don't have to pay me. It's mochel. Levi comes to Shimon. Sorry, the chayv is mochel. So shteit, mechila helps. So Bemison, it's a very difficult concept to understand. If you sold the choyv, how could you be moichel the choyv? I mean, something that's sold, you can't be moichel. It doesn't belong to you. The choyv belongs to Levi now. So there's a moichel to Rabbeinu Tam in Aran that explains the halacha as follows. That in every choyv, there are two chalokim. There's a shibud haguf, and there's a shibud nechosim. There's a shibud aguf that when Shimon borrowed money from Reuven, there's a shibud aguf. He owes him money. And this shibud aguf, nichse de inish inam areivim loy. So mamele, since you owe me money, I can go to your karka. Your karka is meshubit to pay up your chayvis. Your karka is an orev for your chayvis. But the shibud nechosim,
is a poil yaitzi from the Shiba Daguf. Since you owe me $100, so mamela, your nachosim is a choy to pay up your chaybis. Nichse de inish inum arevim loy. Fine. Now, when Reuben sells the shtar chayv to Levi, the Shiba Daguf is not transferable. That's what Shimon owes Reuben money. He owes him the money that cannot be sold. That you can't make a transaction to sell, or by giving over the paper, you can't sell the Shibud Aguf. The accomplishment of the Mechiras Hashtar is that the Shibud Nachosim goes over. So it means, because of the Choyv, you had a right to be Goyver the Nachosim. Now the right to be Goyver the Nachosim goes over to Levi, who bought the shtar from Reuben. Zok the Gemara, but if Reuben will now be moichel the shibud aguf of Shimon, so Memela, you don't owe me anything. The shibud aguf was never sold to Levi, because it can't be sold to Levi. So kol heiche the leke loive leke orif. So Memela, Shimon doesn't owe Reuben anything. So automatically, the Shibud Nechosim disintegrates. The Shibud Nechosim is an Orif for the Shibud Aguf, and if the Shibud Aguf disappeared, the Shibud Nechosim also disappeared. So Memela, so Tosfos asked, Amoyre de Kekash. So Tosfos asked that she's coming, listen, I have a Shibud on the Nechosim, my husband left over Nechosim, one of the Nechosim is the Chayiv that you owed him, I want the Shibud to be Kayim, and I want it to, I should be able to sleep nights. I want the Shibud to be Kayim, that I should be able to be Goyber from it. So she's coming with a Shibud Nechosim, and Chazal were very strong that her Shibud should be Kayim, so Memela, you buy a Karka, she should be able to sleep nights. Fine. Frek Toisves, since he yarshened the Choy from his brother, so he's a Yerish of the Meirish, of the Malva. A Yerish could also be Meichel Dechayv. So let him be Meichel Dechayv to himself. This Amechila Sachayv. Not pshat is I don't have to pay. He's Meichel Dechayv. I Yarshin from the Malva, the Koyach Limchela Sachayv. He's Meichel Dechayv. The minute he's Meichel Dechayv, so there's no Shibud Nechosim anymore. So now what is she tiny? She wants a karka, it's Meshubud Rebetzin. There's no Choyb. The Choyb was Nimchel. There's no Shibud Nechosim. A guten Tag. That's Taisvus Kasha, which is Amoyre Dike Kasha. V'yesh Loima Emfer Taisvus D'shani Hoche D'eina Yerish Elo Mikoicho. Here it's different because only he yarshens mikoicho. Now, this Taisvis is sheklach. Since he yarshens the brother mikoicho because he was miyabmha, so that's why he yarshens the brother, so he can't be moicho. So we have to understand the logic to this. This is sheklach. The Rosh is a Taisvis of your test that says this also. He can't do it. He yashin mikoicho. That's why he can't be mafsid. He can't. Now, Tais is not saying it's a midatayv, it's not nice, it's a midastayim, you became a yerish because of us. So, with your menschlichkeit. No, and he can't. He can't be meichel. So there's a meiridika haflo that wants to say, this pshat and tais, this lady is chayza, but one pshat is enough. A moira dika haflo. A goinis. The haflo says as follows. The haflo says, we're speaking about, there was a father. That means the mace had a father. What do we hear from a father? Gevalt. Aloch is, in Yerusha, ha'ov kaidam l'chol yaitze yireichai. So that means, when this mace died, the father's supposed to yarshin. He is a demon before the brothers. A father comes before a brother. But, there's a halacha that a yavam, if he's miyavam, yokam al shem ochit. Yokam al shem ochit. Fine. Boye b'chera shetele, yokam al shem ochit. Fine. So with Yibum, he's eichen the Yerusha through Yibum. But there's a moiridike problem. But the haflaw speaks out. There's a problem. The Yavam b'chir kal yerachmone. The posik v'oya b'chir ashetele b'chir misu begodol yavam. The b'chir is going on the Yavam. So the Gemara darshins from this posik that the koyach Yerusha that the Yavam has is dumya the b'chir. Just like a b'chir ein einoitel b'roi keba muzik, so a Yavam also does not take roi. That means a b'chir only yarshins the nechosim that was muzik to the meis b'shas misosti, the money that was he's oime to get. That's roi lovi, that a b'chir doesn't yashin, who then a yavam doesn't yashin. So the hilika haflo, so we may have a very big problem over here. We have a very big problem, this whole thing doesn't make sense. This choiv, that he owed his brother, he owed the brother, so this is nechosim, that's roi lovi. Nachosim, that's choy lovoy, but the brother never had it. So, Rabbi Yovan, if the brother never had it, you can't yashin it. Do you know what should be? So you pay to the father. That's what should be. This whole parais is a pella. That means the father's, you can't yashin roy, so you should pay. You borrowed 100,000 for your brother. Pay to the father. So what happened over here? A mirdike kasha. What happened? So you know what happened. Chazal Mzachareng Mishto. Chazal said, if you're going to pay the father, so she's weiter in hot water. This almone that wants to be going with the ksube, she doesn't want to go to other people for the ksube. That means that you're going to go to the father for the, I mean, just like when you sell it, she can go to the local. She doesn't want that. That's too much for her. She wants all the money that should be roi for her ksube should be by you, and when you'll die, she'll be good. She doesn't want to go to lekuchis, to other people. She wants to go, wants to only go from the yavam. So Chazal said that hefke bezn hefke, the father won't yashin it. Because we want that this money should be around for her, that she should be able to be goyve this karka. So a mafkia the Yerusha from the father. Well, okay. Now he's gonna be a wise guy and say, I'm gonna be Meichel the Chayv. So what are you gonna do? You'll be Meichel the Chayv. So what do you think? I'll pull the rug from underneath her feet that she won't have to be goyve. Listen, Rabbi Yit. If you're gonna be a wise guy, so then you have to pay your father the $100. That means, ain't the Yairish elomi kaicha. That means we wanted that there should be kakois around, that she should be able to be goyvuch. That's the only reason why the father didn't get it. It's choy over here. But we say the father didn't get it. We want that you shouldn't owe the father. In order that this $100 should be muchen to pay up a ksube. If you're gonna be a wise guy and you're gonna be meichel the choiv to yourself, so forget about it. So you're yashening your brother, so pay the father. So he knows, and I understand the language you're talking to him. Listen, either you pay it up and it'll be yours and you'll eat peiris, or else, it goes to the father. So, that is Metziah Miyadai. We give him a convincing sales talk, and Metziah Miyadai, and that's what it is. That's Pshat and Taisvah's first teretz. That's Pshat and Bahaflo. Inami, now Taisvah says a second teretz. Kerameya the doin dini de gami, umagvi bey de meishtore ma'alye kedamrina lekamon. Now the second teretz is, Rameya said that we know this one Rameya that Aseiref Shtaroisav Shel Chaveri. Let's go again, let's say, over the scenario that Reuven lent Shimon $100 and he has a shtar. Reuven has a shtar. So now Reuven comes to Shimon, you owe me $100. So Shimon says, he's makrish. So Reuven has the shtar. Makrish is the shtar. He lent me $100. Let me, Zerayden, pay me. The shtar is a very valuable asset for every malva. Hastayrev shtaroysov shel chaveire. A person can go and burn the shtar. So now you burnt Reuven's shtar, so Reuven is at a loss. Now Shimon has a fraya feigul. He paid, he never borrowed. It's lebedik. So memele, so Ramei that's doing dine digami, so by burning the shtar you are goyrim a hefset to Reuven, you have to pay Reuven for the hefset. Now, the same Ramei says, ha-moicher shtar choyv l'chaveiroi v'chozor u'mochloi, which we said that he could be moichel. The moichel, who is the malve, could be moichel to the loive. So the mechil is chal, fine. In lomdes it says kalm botel shibud aguf shibud nachas everything. But this lekeach lost something. That means he invested money in the shtar, and now you're moichel the chayiv. So umagvi bei the meishtore ma'alye. But there it says Amir de Kechidish, which we have to understand. Lachaire, that's when there's a Taishas and Baba Kama that speaks about it, but the Vail, the Lashon, Magvibe de Meishtore Ma'alye would seem that if he was Meichel de Shtar, was Meichel de Choiv, so the Malve is to pay the Lekeach the full amount of the Shtar. Which is a big chiddish, because could be the lekeach Masama didn't pay the full amount when he in bought a shtar. Masama didn't pay the full amount, but al kaponim it seems to be saying magvibe demei shtore ma'aliyah. So Taisvis is saying over here as follows: Taisvis is saying that this is good. We're asking a kasha. That means this kalke theoretically. That means like this. The husband, who was the malve, possessed a chayiv, which was meshubit to the isha. Now, the yavam is bekoyach to be moichel the chayiv, and then he'll be mafkiya hashibut. So Taisva says, but it's going according to Rameya, who holds that if a person is moichel a chayiv, and you're mafsid, the one who possessed the shibud, midini de gami, you have to pay, but you are mafsid. So mamelis, there's no weights over here, so it'll take be mocha, but you'll pay out gami. That's what Taisvis is saying. Which is, so Taisvis seems to be saying, so he'll have to pay side, so the mechila won't help. Here I only understand a little, if we will assume that this was the only thing that the mace left over, so I understand, so he was mafsata hashibud. I mean, this choy was what the mace possessed, and this was a mokim for hashibud, and you're gonna be meichel, so you're mafsata ha'oifen how to get the mehak subin. But, if there were other kakois also, we say, but everything that the mace possess has to become meshubetah. So, lechayre, she's only losing another karke that she'll be able to sleep better because of that karke. So I don't understand, as I klor, man, al-dinat gami, how much is mechuyif to pay. Aba al-koponim, that's what Taisva says. Now, let's go to the second teretz of our taisvus. The next taisvus. The Gemara had said that, Abaye said he's not convinced that the pshat in the baraisa is that that the Yavam can't keep the chayv. No, the Tov Avdalei, we're telling him a toive that he should go and purchase a karke. And Taisus wants to say it's Shalom Bayis the gates. Inami, or Taisus says, I'll tell you a different pshat. The loizili nichsei kolkach, his nechosim will not become cheap. Sheyesh lo harbe minichsei baila horishim. Shetitel ksubosa mehen. Bleyu yereyim alakuchesh shetitrev mehem. Now, it seems from Rabbi Kiveger that pshat in Tosfos is as follows. And Rabbi Kiveger is hakasha in Tosfos, but let us see how he understood pshat in Tosfos. Pshat is that, let's say, the mace left over 10 karkois. Each kark is worth $100, and each the ksub is $100. He left over 10 karkois. Now, the Yavam had his own 10 karkois. Now, these 10 karkois of the Yavam, she can be goyver from the Yavam, because that's the din. The din is the ksubosa nichsei by laharishin. The ksuba is from the mace, not from the yovam. Fine. But there is a heloche. What happens if nishtadif all the nechosim of the mace? There's nothing left of the mace. Then the yovam has to pay the ksuba. Because, if ishtadif the bnei chayrim, so and there's nothing left from the mace, then he is the payer of ksuba. There's mishabodim, he doesn't have to pay. But if there's nothing left over, he has to pay. Now, so let's talk a step further. The yavam wants to sell his nechosim. The Yav wants to sell his nechosim. So now the lekuches are a little weary. They say like this. What's going to be if those nechosim of the mace become nishtadif? So now she's going to mourn from us your nechosim. That means if that's going to be nishtadif, she's going to mourn from us your nechosim. So your nechosim are not too much worth to us, because we know that we're buying a nechosim, which there's a possibility that the almona will be goyver from them. The more nechosim available for her to be goyver, the more his nechosim are worth, because the lekuches aren't worried. I mean, so many nechosim in the shtadif, what are you talking about? So mamela. So by buying this karke, like this, by taking the $100 and buying another karke that's meshubet for her, so his nechosim are worth more. So we're telling him, listen, that's a good eitzah. Do this, buy another karke. You're not losing any money. In fact, you're gaining. Your nechosim, I will have a greater market value, because people will not be afraid that she'll mourn from them. Now let us see Taisvus in the Vainik. So Taisvus says, Inami, Tloizili Nichsei Kolkach, his nechosim will not become so cheap, Kshiyesh lo harbe mi nichsei bay larishin, Shetito ksubosa mehen, Vloyu yireyim ar lakuche shetitref mehen, because there's a lot of nechosim left over. Rabbi Kiveger says he doesn't understand one thing. He says you can only mon from the lekuches on his nechosim if it was nishtadif before they bought it. So then it's meshubid, was meshubid already to her. But it's when they bought his karke, there was plenty of karkois for her, So the nechosim, so there's no shibud at all. The shibud that she is on his nechosim is first chal after the nechosim of the base become nishtadit. So if this kakois here now, they have nothing what to worry about, like Rabbi Kivegas. What are you telling me? You have nothing what to worry about. Kozman, there are other kakois. So Memela, you have nothing but to worry about. That is Rabbi Kivegas' taina. Maybe the way we said before, maybe would be good. Maybe this was the only karka. Maybe if this was the only thing, so my mail was telling him, so if this is the thing, so let her have, that means if you won't buy a karka, so finish. So then you'll have to pay the ksuba. So my mail is, so your karkois are worthless. If you buy the karkois of a kelt, then your karkois are worth money. Maybe this is the only thing that the mace left over. The imtaima, the name nami shaloyia mecha mehai taime mishim de tovale of the light. Frictosis and Abaye. So Abaye just told us beautiful reasons that it's Litovas Hayovom that we should take the money and buy a kark. It's Litovosai. So Memele, so this same type of example, for example, the first Teretz of Tosis, it's a Teva for the Yovom that the Shabaya Kaka, the Bisholem Bayis in that. That's a good investment. So Mamela, buy the Kaka. Some factois, so why didn't Abaye want to sell like Rabbi Yosef? That means if the Yovam sells the Kaka, so it's a Taiva for the Yovam that the Mekach shouldn't be Chal. What's the Taiva? Shev Shalom Bayis. So just like we're taking away the money from the Yovam, for Shalom Bayis intends. So when the Yovam sells the kark, we also take it away. Also, Utaivoscha. So Taisu says, V'yashlem d'shim taivosa le'nafsid l'kuchis. It matters who we're talking about. That means if the Yovam sold it to the l'kuchis, so me'iker adin it belongs to the l'kuchis. So tell the l'kuchis, no, you weren't coin it, because we want the Yovam to have Shalom Bayis. You can't take the Yovam Shalom Bayis into consideration and take away from the Lekuchas. The Mekach was Chal. It's his. So Mamei was Abayeld. That's why he was Chalik on Rabbi Yosef. If the Yovam sold it to someone else, so then Zicher, the Mekach will be Chal. He won't be Mafsid the Lekuchas for his Shalom Bayis. But the Yovam himself, that's what Abaye tainted. The Yovam himself will take it away from the Yovam in order for the Tevis HaYovam. Bekitzer, so we found now a Baraisa, a Raya to Rabbi Yosef, that Chazal were Mafkiya, any halachic oifen that would take away from the shibud of the ishim, will bafkira. He can't sell the nechosim, and that's the ray from this paraisa. Hodo shalchu kamei derav minyumi berei derav nechumi. Before we had asked this, the shaila was posed before Rav Minyumi, and he said, partially, he could sell it. But if you'll have a raya that you can't sell it, tell me. So they sent over this baraisa, and often the baraisa that he's not bekoich the mafkiya de shibud. Omer lohu, hochi, omer Rav Yosef bar Menyumi, omer Rav Nachman, zu eine mishne. This baraisa is a baraisa, the baraisa, some amela doesn't mean anything. So the Gemara says, my time, and now that's a mouthful to say it's not a Mishnah, it's Vagreist. I mean, what right do you have to say this?
Ileime mishum da havelu metaltali, um metaltali liksube loy mishabdi. Maybe you'll tell me, because this braise is saying you take the money of the loyve, who's the yavam, and we take this money to buy a karke for her shibud. So we're saying we're taking metaltali for a shibud of a ksube. I mean, that's what we're doing. Metaltali is not meshubed for a ksube. Ilayim mishum davalu metaltali metaltali ksube lay mishabdi dil merab meiri. Dome metaltali mishabdi liksube. Ich meine, it's a greis. It's machlekes tanoi. We don't pasken like Rame, but don't say it's a greis. I mean, this paraisa makes sense. Could be it's going according to a maid holds metaltli is mishabdi liksubi. So, what right do you have to say that it's a fagreis to paraisa? Ve'elo mishum do'omalo at lav balas dvorim didiat. Sigmar says there's another reason why this paraisa is difficult to understand. It's a fagreis to paraisa. That means like this, that this Yavam can tie it to the Isha as follows. I owe your brother money. I don't owe you a penny. I never borrowed anything. I borrowed from your brother money. So, with the brother, I could say, with the brother. Now you have a shibud on the brother's nechosim. That's true. But I have an asik with the brother. So how can you mum from me money? I don't owe you a penny. And als the brother, I can be marzik techayiv. So memela, so who are you to say that I should take the money and put it and buy a kalke and thus mean at la balas forim didiyat. So the Gemara says, that's not a problem. Dilma Rav Nosani. Desanya Rav Nosanoima. Minayin lenoyshe bechaveiroi mona, bechaveiroi bechaveiroi, minayim shemeitzim mize venoysna loze. Tamoloim bevenosan la asha osham loy. No, Rav Nosan de shibude de Rav Nosan, which means as follows. That means your brother owes her aksube. You owe your brother. So Shibuda the Rav Nosan is that the Malva Rishon could go to the Loi Visheni. That's Shibuda the Rav Nosan. The Nosan La Sherosham Loi. So Mamela, she can come to you. You can't say, who are you? What do you mean? That means, your Malva owes me, and you owe my Malva, and you owe the Malva. So Mamela, I can mourn from you that Shibuda the Rav Nosan. So, why is it vergreist? It's beautiful. Elo loy ashkechon tane de machmer teik trei chumri b'ksube. Now that's pshat. By the choyv of ksube, we do not find two tanoim that are machmer. Elo ike rab meyer, ike rab nosen. That means, rab meyer, good. Two chumras to say Rameyes chumra and Ramnosen's chumra, which each of these halachas are debatable. So to put two chumras in order to be goyva ksuba, that we don't do. Oma rove im kain haine de shamane leila bai doma zuene mishnah lo yadana mahi. That means I had heard Abaye had said that this, it's not a mishnah, it's not a iskahalten, it's a vergreiste bereis. I never knew what the reason was. Now I see what the reason was. Because tei chumri b'ksuba lo yamrinam. Let us see Rashi. Eina mishnah, lo yinishnis mishnah zu bebeis ha-medrish ol chachomim, it doesn't mean anything. So Moses says, why? If you'll say, because it's metaltli del marameiri, masnisen, we hear in our mission, diktoni gabi ksofim uperis tulushim, if the mace left over ksofim, yulkach bem karka, so these ksofim are meshubit for her ksube. So we purchased a kark, vafilo leitofsa, afilo she wasn't taifis the metaltlim. Alme mishabdi liksuboso. So we see that's mishubit for ksuba. Vafilu loika. So we see Remeya holds that natalli amishubit liksuba. Vafilu loikaim along kerameya, but afilu we don't hold like Remeya. We don't paskin like Remeya. Miu gabi mitzin lekeman de poligim ekalkanino, but this barais is ois kalten aloche if the loiva would have possessed kalken not metaltulim. So you can't tell me it's not an ois kalten. You cannot tell me it's not an ois kalten barais because the barais is grad talking about metaltulim. By metaltulim, we hold metaltuli loy mishtabdi luxube. So the barais is going according to Rameya. But the other halacha that it says in the Braisa Meitzin. So that was the Raiter of Yosef that, you take away from the Yorish. So you can't say in the Mishneh. I mean, if the Braisa would be speaking about Kalke, would Zicha be Meitzin? And that is, how can you say in the Mishneh? El Lohochi in the Mishneh, Vitoi so Yemisha Shona, I don't have anything to do with you. I never borrowed any money from you. I borrowed from my brother, and with my brother, you come. If I would owe my brother money, then you could come in. I don't owe my brother money. Finish. Dilme. Bohonami loito, Rabnosani, the Mitzim is there, Venoisan Laza. It says, Venosan la Asher Osham loy, la Asher Hakeren Shaloi. Veloi Ksiv la Asher Noishaboy, who lent him, whoever gets the Keren. Elo, Lohochi Eine Mishneh, Beto Hatane Sheshonad la Ashken Tane de Islay Trei Chumri Biksube. There's not a Tana that holds two chumras b'ksuba. Sherei hi midivrei seifrim. The whole chiyuv is midivrei seifrim. So memele, now by the rabbonadike chiyuv to put together two chumras in order to pay this rabbonadike chiyuv, that they never did. Chode de metaltle mishtabdi lo. Chode de govi mi balchoi ve shomeis mi de rabnos, the meaning you're using two lomdes and two dreidlach to get the ksuba paid. That we don't do by a ksuba the rabbonim. Elochod amane chumri havelon misni bo ikarab meya ikarab nosen v'kiven de tone tarvayu. So here this baraisa that put both chumras together and said we put both chumras together in order to make that she should be gaiva a shibud, like kibla me rabbi kain. It was zicha, he didn't get it from his rebbe. May eilav shona misha sidar abrai. So this is a psanege nechidish, v'lay samchina lo b'midi. So this already is something, the whole thing is a psazayn at eiskalt, and some mail, whatever else it says is also not eiskalt. So Rovitz said, "V'loy yedana mehila isi yedei tamvadova mein the Mishnah." But now I know. Let us see Taisvis. Zok Taisvis, Rav Meiri de Omar metalteli mishtabdi liksuba. Oimer Rabbeinu Tam. The loy Omar Rav Meir ligveis miyasmi. Now this Rav Meir, first of all, Rabbeinu Tam says a yesod. This Rameya that said metaltali mishtabdi liksube, zok the Rabbeinu Tam, Rameya never said you could be goive from yisoimim, metaltali diyasmi, like mishtabdi liksube. Eladav kiminei. That means, let's talk about when the husband gave a get, and he has metaltalim. Can you be goive from these metaltalim? So others hold, you can't be goive metaltalim from a ksuba. Only a kalk is meshubit for ksuba. Metaltalim, you can't be goive. A ksuba is worse than all choivis. That is, that in mineva from magli medal kaspoi, you can take anything from the baloive in order to pay up the choiv. No. The chachamim hold, from a ksuba, you can only be goive kalk. Minei.
And Rav Meir said, he could even be given metaltalim, but minei. But if yisoimim, this is not minei, this is from yisoimim, so the Rabbeinu Tam said from yisoimim, if Rav Meir never held you could be given metaltalim for a ksubim. We'll see soon. Oimer Rabbeinu Tam, the loy omar Rav Meir ligvois miyasme, aladavke minei. The Yovam, I remunning from the Yovam. The Yovam is the Chayoyrish from the Mace. So you're munning the money that the Yovam Yarshin from the Mace is like Yasmi. No, the Yovam bemokim ochiv koi. Vahavi kemoi mine. No, yokum Hashem ochiv lenachle. The Yovam is like the mace is still alive. That's the gather of a Yovam. So Mimele Vahavikimoy Mine. So when you're mourning from the Yovam's Nachosim, it's kilo you being gave from the mace's Nachosim. The Chain Mashme Bekama Duchtin, Ataisa says, if you look over all Shas, wherever there's a Shaila, if you goive metaltum for ksube, the bimine pligi. The whole machlokes is, are you goive metaltum mine? Veleko le meima, the le rabmeya, metaltli de yasmi namne mishtabdi le ksube. You can't say that according to rabmeya, metaltli de yasmi am mishtabdi le ksube. That means, Rabbi Kivega explains, well, I've seen this thesis is a very short thesis, but Kivega explains that means, if you look in Shas, wherever it says in Shas, you gave him a metaltalim, it means minei. But you'll tell me, good, Shas is speaking about minei, but who had then, according to Rameya, from Yisraimi, can also be given. So thesis says, v'leke l'meim edel Rameya metaltalim di yasbi nami mishtabdi l'ksubi, and it's like kalke, just like kalke yamun from Yisaimim, so according to Rameya, metalti diasmi you also pay up a ksube. Dim kain, afilu leslon de rab nosen, dinu shetigve mimenu ki ilu havi mekalkoi. So in Bazai, so why does the Gemara say that you have to hold like Rav Nosson? If Rameya holds, if Rameya holds that metaltli is equivalent to kalke, and you can mourn from kalke the yasmi, say bazoi, then we don't need Rav Nosson. And the Gemara says Rav Nosson, so zeis gespart that you can't mum from a totally diasmi. Now, we have to understand what Tosfos is saying, which L'chair is very schwer. Let's not go into the schwer, because I'd just like to say over how Rabbi Kivega wants to say, Amir de Kipshat in Tosfos. Rabbi Kivega says as follows. He says, let's talk about a story. Reuven married his wife, Reish Chodesh Adol. No, so he married his wife, he owes her a ksube from Rosh Chodesh Adol. Now, let us talk about Rosh Chodesh Nissen, he gave a karke, a matoni gave to Berl. Right? He gave a karke to Berl. Rosh Chodesh Iyar, he gives his wife a get. So the halacha is that his wife goes to Berl, and the mon's the kalke. It's a kalke, it's meshubit to her. He gave him a matana to Berl, so it was meshubit. So memela, so shul mon from Berl. The kalke was meshubit. Let us talk about another case. He didn't give the kalke to Berl. Let's say he lent money to Berl. And if we'll say that metaltalim is equivalent to kalke. The same story. He lent money to Berl. And now, this was Rosh Chodesh Nissen. And if we'll say that metaltali is meshubit for aksube, so that means metaltali the yasmi is meshubit for aksube, metaltali the lekuch is meshubit for aksube. We say, even though in Shas we only speak about minei, but who had then metaltali, according to Ramei, is like kalk. So if he lent Berl money in Rosh Chodesh Nissen, so the lending money to Berl in Rosh Chodesh Nissen, a month after the Chasne, is not any better than giving Berl a Maton in Rosh Chodesh Nissen. So now she could come ear to Berl when she got a get from her wife, you know that money that was lent to you, I have a shibud on that money. That money is meshubud to me. And Berl can tell her, labad vorm didiyat. What do you mean, labad vorm didiyat? This money was meshubit to me, and memele, so if he was given to you by maton, I could take it away from you. So if he lent it to you, I think he could take it away from you. That means it's the money that was lent us. He lent you meshubit your money, so I could take it away from you. There's no time of labad vorm didiyat. That is what Taisvus is saying over here. Taisvus is saying, if you'll tell me for 1 minute that according to Rameya, mitaltali diyasmi mishtabdi lebal choiv, al ksubas isha, even al bal choiv, not ksubas isha, yes, so memele, so will come out that she could mon from the yavam outside the mitaltam al meshubit from my ksubas. You don't need Shibuddin Rav Nosson over here. These metaltum are meshubit from my ksube. So memeles or rabid, you owe me money. It's meshubit. The money that was lent to you was meshubit to me, so you owe me money. And the Gemara says the only way she could be gaiva from the yavam is only on Shibuddin Rav Nosson. So we see klo mitaltli mishabdi only means minei mitaltli dishabdi. But from yisaimim and from lekuches, there's no din mitaltli mishabdi. That's what Taisvus is saying. The lek elamem l'ramei mitaltli yasmi nami mishabdi l'ksube chemikal ki domi. Dim kenef l'les on the rab nosan dinu shel tigva mimenu ki ilu havi mikal koi. In Void, Taisva says, that's a guy from Marsugir. Taisva says, Void, the hashte, milve, the adifa. Now I'll tell you, Aposha to Cheshman, that you can't say that. Milve is better than Exube. The moide rabbonon, the govemine. The rabbonon hold that you gave it for metaltle, mine. I feel a meglimid al kaspoi. Moi de Rab Meir, de metalte de yasmi loy mishtabdi lei. That means by a milve, which the rabbonon are also moide, that mean ne you goive metalte. Afal pikein, we know all over it that a milve, a metalte de yasmi loy mishtabdi le balchoy, for a meis also moide. Is ksube de grie? Ksube dat de chamold afilomineje don't man. De rabbon afilomitaltel in die deile mishtabdi. Kosken de rameele mishtabdele mitaltel de jasmi. So memele, so Teusvis is saying that, mitaltel le mishtabdi. Mitaltel de jasmi le mishtabdi in a badigwis, yeah. Ve'im taima, ve'perik noisim ala nuse tanya yesh moicha es oviv lahagveis le'imai ksube. It's sometimes possible a person can sell his father to pay up his mother a ksube. Ketzah. Now what was this very interesting story? The story was as follows. There was an eved and a shifchim, and they had a child. We'll call the child, Chveis Berl. Get a child Berl. Fine. Now, this Eved and Shivcha were purchased by Shimon. So now they, wherever they, before they belonged to them, now they belong to Shimon. So, Shimon went, was Meshacha the Shivcha, and he married her. Fine. No problem. Now, that's one thing that Shimon did. Shimon did the second thing. All his nechosim he gave over to Bel, the son. All his nechosim he gave over to the son. Now, Shimon died. So now the Shivcha wants to be Gever Haksube. So, he didn't leave over anything. Everything belongs to her son. Now the son owns his father also. His father was an Eved that belonged to Shimon. So Mamela, so it's possible that a son can pay up his mother's ksuba with the father. That's the Gemara. That is the Gemara. Yeshmeiches oviv lagvis limiksuba. Keitzer. Bekoma homonira meiri. Doma metaltli mishtabdi liksuba. That metaltli is mishtabdi liksuba. Now, this is a problem. This is metaltum of a makabel matone. That means the Eved was given to the son, alza matone, and this is a metaltli of a makabel matone. So I mean the whole yisod that Taisus had proven till now, that only metaltli of minei is meshubit, of a metaltli diyasmi and of a matone is not meshubit. So there's enough in the Gemara, if I care. The Gemara says she can mon the Eved from her son, and that's metaltel of a matone. That's mishibodin. Vahashta fila metaltel di yasmi legovi, ki the frishis koskin the metaltel the mekabel matone the olim tvei. Sicha shouldn't be able to be govi, ki the mashma be yesh noichlam, the daik hashta be yerusha de rai samonos in the zaynis, Matnes Chimre der Rabbonon Leikoske, Mashma avo Matnes Bori David Yeraise, Einen Izainis. So that means that Davke Yerusha Yeraise an Amonis Nizainis, Amatone der Rabbon Amonis Nizainis, but Amatone der Reise Amonis not Nizainis. So we see an Amone, Amatone der Yeraise is stronger than Yerusha. Now if we say that Amatone, that metaltli di yasmi loy mishtab di foksub is about the gewiss metaltli of a kabel matona sicher not mishtab al magriye yerusha mi matnes bori bishloy medidi va mesai be matnes shchimera de griye mi yerusha. So Taisa says they're speaking about a matnes shchimera which is less than yerusha, so could be metaltli di yasmi loy mishtabdi, a metaltli di matna shchimra is mishtabdi for ksuba alibi de rameya.